Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, we take a look at the sold-out premiere of Saving Brenton at Washington State Theater. Before popcorn was popped and a ceremonious ribbon cutting was held on the stage, I spoke with filmmaker Tommy Haynes.
Well, it's pretty special. I mean, this is where Frank Britton used to show his films. So for us to be premiering here in Iowa at the State Theater, it's pretty amazing. And the fact that the community's responding like this is fantastic.
And we talked a couple weeks ago about how you had to cut all of that film down to 87 minutes.
Yeah.
What's it going to be like during those 87 minutes for you?
Well, it'll be really interesting to see the reaction of the crowd here, because this movie's about them. It's about Washington County, about Washington. So it'll be a little bit nerve-wracking, but it'll be a lot of fun just to see where people are laughing, what people are getting emotionally attached to. And so, yeah, it should be an interesting 87 minutes.
I also caught up with subject of the documentary, Mike Zaz, about an hour ahead of the screening. As we looked at the red, blue, and yellow marquee with a red carpet rolled out underneath, we spoke.
To be able to see sold out up there is fantastic, because that's the first time that these people have ever been able to put up sold out, and for both performances. It's exciting. People keep asking me, am I nervous? And I thought I wasn't, but I'm sort of a little bit, because we've been having people come up all day and want tickets.
And seeing that sold out, does it really resonate, you think, with the community then, how big this really is?
I don't think so. I think we're too close to home to have people understand it. But the theater's been having calls from all over the area today for tickets. It's a big deal, and we're not making it a big deal. It is a big deal. And it's just hard to get local people to understand that. And that's the way it should be, I think.
And this place is pretty special when it comes to the whole big picture of the project. Can you kind of tie that together for us?
Well, this building was built in 1893 as an opera house. It was also the first building in Iowa built air conditioned. So it's got some historic significance on its own. Movies started to be shown here in 1896, and Frank Britton was doing shows here probably as early as 1893, but not movies, of course, because they weren't invented yet. And then he became manager of this building. And so it is the heart of this whole project. Graham Opera House State Theater. From the beginning, I said this is where it was going to be. You know, there wasn't any other place that it really could be and have the significance of what it is here. But people are starting to figure it out, because I forget how many different towns they said they had requests today for tickets. So that's exciting.
And those folks will have a chance to catch it elsewhere in Iowa, is that correct?
Online, Saving Brenton online will have a listing of where we'll be. From here, our next showing's at Iowa State University. And after that, we'll be a week in Iowa City. And while we're in Iowa City, we'll have two performances a day there.
Even though the documentary is done, it's still a busy time for you.
Right, and there are people here that will be filming this. So I guess maybe it just doesn't end.
So you're having a relaxing retirement.
Oh, sure. But it's the best retirement I've ever had. It's exciting. I didn't expect to be doing any of this. And I get to see so many people that I haven't seen for a long time. You know, this starts at 4. We had people here an hour and a half ago waiting to get in for a 4 o'clock show. You know, that's just special.
Filmmakers Haynes, Andrew Sherburn, and John Richard, along with Zaz and his wife Julie, arrived by limousine at the theater.
Please welcome filmmaker Andrew Sherburn. And Michael and Julie Zaz.
The crowd then took their seats. Patty Kohler, former president of the Washington County Riverboat Foundation, introduced the show.
The story that you're about to see began 120 years ago in this very theater when Frank Britton first showed his moving pictures to a Washington audience. And now there's no better place to return and honor the story of how this story has been preserved. Washington County Riverboat Foundation granted over $200,000 to fund this movie and the preservation of the historic film. The foundation's belief was that Washington County had a big story to tell, and Hollywood wasn't coming around to tell it, so we would have to do it ourselves. The grants were helpful and a necessary part, but this story would not have been told. Perseverance of Iowa historian extraordinaire, Michael.
Thank you. The emphasis today should be on these three gentlemen, because they're the ones that made the story. But I want to thank this community for supporting them in their 4 years of filming and supporting me for my life, because it's been a great place to have spent my life teaching many of you, and thank you for coming today.
The film opens on a snowy Iowa day with Zaz and his dog Tuesday. He shows the camera the bedroom turned Brenton storeroom, piled from floor to ceiling with artifacts. The documentary follows the journey of Zaz giving presentations on the Brentons, showing the pieces to the University of Iowa Special Collections, meeting with a George Malaise expert, finding lost Malaise films among the collection, sharing films as nearby as the annual festival in Ainsworth to a festival in Italy. But the 87 minutes doesn't only show Frank Brenton's world, it shows Mike Zaz, including planting trees on his family's multi-generational farm, visiting classrooms, meeting with local Mennonite and Amish communities, and saying goodbye to his mother, including part of the eulogy he gave. What the caterpillar perceives as the end, the butterfly only perceives as the beginning. The premiere wrapped up with a discovered Malaise film from the collection that hadn't publicly been shown since 1904, titled The Wonderful Rose Tree, only found because of Zaz's efforts to save Brenton. An encore showing of Saving Brenton will be held at the State Theater September 30th. That's been today's Washington page at the premiere of Saving Brenton. To see photos from the premiere, visit KCII Radio's Facebook page. I'm Sally Hart.